You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Checking out the incredible story of a woman who grew up, not all that long ago in Mississippi, who was strong from the Lord, as she had to be. And I never forget that story about her, because when she was a little girl, she wanted to help with the laundry, and the ladies would come out and do laundry, which it had to do the wash, right? So that was done in a big pot that was of water that was put over a fire. It was very dangerous for a girl. So they let her do the socks, and she loved doing it. If I understand that right, her name was Osceola McCarty. She was born in Mississippi, in 1908. All right. And she ended up moving to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. But she had to drop out of school when she was young to take care of her family. She was raised by her aunt and grandmother. That wasn't that uncommon in the family there. But she lived frugally in a house, well, without air conditioning, but that was pretty common. I lived in a house without air conditioning a lot later than that. But she didn't have any children, and she absolutely loved doing laundry, people's laundry. That's what she would do to make money. She never owned a car. She walked everywhere she went, even to the grocery store a mile away. She would cut the toes out of shoes that didn't fit right. She put Scotch tape on her Bible, right? She was 8 years old when she opened a savings account at a bank in Hattiesburg and began depositing the coins she earned from laundry work. She would eventually open accounts in several local banks. By the time she retired at the age of 86, now think about this, just totally going about what she's doing. I can't imagine what most people probably thought of her. Even her family members thought, you know, boy, she sure is frugal, man. She probably got a couple of coins saved up. Mm-hmm. $280,000 is what she had saved up when she was 86. So she made a donation to the church. She set aside a pension for herself. She had three relatives. She set a small inheritance for them, but she had $150,000 left over. And I think what she did, she probably thought about every day, because she had to drop out of school. So she donated it to the University of Southern Mississippi, a school that had remained all white until the 1960s. And she stipulated that her gift be used for scholarships for black students from Southern Mississippi who otherwise would not be able to enroll in college due to financial hardship. Business leaders in Hattiesburg were all excited. They matched her bequest. Hundreds of additional donations poured in from around the country, because people, how could you not? It's absolutely an incredible gift. It brought the total endowment to $500,000. Isn't that pretty cool? It's one of the really cool things that I just wanted to share with you about, you know, God bless you, man.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
I really hope and pray that when I say, okay, I've got a biblical truth for you, you're like, oh, better buckle up, all right? It's a perspective, and you may not be seeing it that way, and you might. But it has to do with turning your what you see as a duty into a delight. I was talking about the indwelling Christ in you a couple of days ago as being like a soda. Comes in from the factory. Everything's there. It's sealed, right? You don't need to add anything to it. You shake it up, you're going to get pretty active. Well, the indwelling Christ isn't a silent tenant, but the active source of your motivation. He stirs your heart, not towards a checklist of righteousness, but towards a life of genuine love and service. Your actions aren't to gain his favor. They're the fruit of realizing you already enjoy it. So let Christ, let Christ within guide you to a life that reflects his love, not out of obligation, but out of delight.
Yeah. Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
You know what I'm talking about when you're going into it could be anything nowadays. I mean, what's the phrase you hear people at the counter? It's how much? It's kind of the way it is, but certainly taking your family, and you may very well do that over the summer, to, say, a resort place, you know, and you're taking the selfies with the big castle behind you and looking good and all that kind of stuff. But here's a family that's going in, right? And there's a sign up that says children under age 3 admitted for free. And their youngest son, Chandler, had turned 3 days before, a few days before that. So your mind, it's your mind, it starts going, right? He's small for his age, looks younger. The cashier looked at our kids and asked, how old are the kids? And in your mind, it's like, they're all toddlers. The big ones just, you know, they just look exceptionally old, but they're all under 3 years old. 2 adult tickets, please. You know, but that's not what came out, of course. What came out was, you know, they're all over 3, right? And you're thinking, wow, I remembered that if my kids see me doing that, how do I expect them to act? Because we all know it's not what we say, it's what we do.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
Got him on the line right here. What advice do you have for us? Well, sometimes we all overthink, I guess.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And the horse says, then just take that.
Wow. Mm.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Next step.
The Sound of Life.
Something to be thankful for. Yeah, are you?
Oh, I'm so thankful for many things. My son is he's doing his PhD. He's going to be doing his PhD at Southeastern. That's a blessing.
Wow.
One of the biggest things, my grandson, came to Christ. He made a decision. He's going to be 10 in August, and he made a decision for Christ the other day. So that's awesome.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Well, when you're gluten-free, you go down the aisle. I don't know how your grocery store is, but in mine, the dry goods, the crackers, the chips, the flours, they're all in one line, it's kind of an end aisle. It's a weird place, but they're all there. So you just kind of peruse it, you know. It's kind of like shopping at Marshall's, I guess. You go in there and you just kind of gaze to see if there's anything new pops out. I don't know. But Simple Mills is a company that makes a lot of great crackers and stuff. And that's one of the things you can do that is gluten-free that really rivals regular crackers. Pretzels, you know, hot, very, very good. Because you can make them tasty. Because there's about 110 ingredients in here. And they're all natural. It's incredible. It's made out of cashew and peanut blend flour. Organic coconut sugar. Not making that up. Tapioca starch. They all have that in there. Organic palm shortening. Organic buckwheat flour, arrowroot, whatever that is, carrot fiber, organic apple cider vinegar, and we all know that's got to be good for, I don't know how they get it in a cookie, sea salt, of course, baking soda, peanut oil, rosemary extract, just because I just want to put the name in there, and of course, vanilla extract, right? And you have to look real close because it got a couple, you know, it's got nut butter stuffed sandwich cookies. But I look at the bottom line. Yes, creamy peanut butter. Can't go wrong with peanut butter. And it's a sandwich cookie. As a gluten-free person, you don't get many of those. You know, they've long since gone by the wayside right there. Pretty amazing. And I just want to say this, but they're probably in every major grocery store. Simple Mills makes it. Creamy peanut butter. Mmm, boy, they are so good. I may have to go to start a group, because probably not a group.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.